It is Tuesday, June 26, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. The 14th annual KUAF Summer Jazz Series welcomes jazz pianist Aaron Goldberg and trio to Walton Art Center's Star Theater this Saturday night at 8. This New York City pianist and composer has spent the last 12 years touring with the likes of Wynton Marsalis, the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra, and Joshua Redman. Tickets, including limited cabaret seating, available at 442-5600 or waltonartcenter.org.
Ahead on Ozarks, a for-profit company commits to work for four nonprofits in Northwest Arkansas every year. The Cause and Effect Project will be explained.
Also explained on this Tuesday edition of our program, the cello, traffic roundabouts, and a night out at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art.
First, Arkansas' reaction to yesterday's opinion by the United States Supreme Court regarding Arizona's immigration law was fast and varied. Yesterday at a press conference in Springdale, speakers praised the high court's decision to strike down many of the provisions in the Arizona law. Ray Reith, the executive director of Arkansas United Community Coalition, told reporters the decision confirms that immigration is a federal matter, not a state's issue. But she says a part of the law not struck down continues to be of concern for her.
However, we are gravely concerned by the Supreme Court continuing to stay 2B, which is the element of that law that talked about show me your papers and opens the door, we perceive, to racial profiling.
The Supreme Court did leave open the possibility of visiting the Section 2B part of the law in the future. She also said that yesterday's ruling should discourage any Arkansas lawmakers from drafting similar legislation for consideration.
We believe that these type of state laws are very costly on several effects, both to the taxpayers who have to support such initiatives, but also on the pure civil rights aspects that we believe are so fundamental to this country. And really, we hope that the next session keeps us in count and lets Arkansas continue to be a place that welcomes immigrants.
Arkansas Senator John Bozeman issued a statement saying he was pleased the Supreme Court left the 2B provision in place, saying the state of Arizona still has the ability to ascertain if a person is in the country legally, a matter that the senator calls common sense. Senator Bozeman says the state of Arizona is taking steps to ensure the safety and well-being of its citizens. Meanwhile, Arkansas 3rd District Congressman Steve Womack issued a statement that says he's pleased the Supreme Court left intact what he calls the core provision of the Arizona law, allowing local law enforcement with reasonable suspicion to determine individuals' immigration status. Congressman Womack says he remains disappointed that states like Arizona continue to suffer under what he says is the nonfeasance of federal authorities on illegal immigration.
The U.S. Supreme Court also yesterday struck down mandatory sentences of life without parole for juveniles. Arkansas is among the states with such laws in place. The group Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families applauded the decision, saying minors who commit crimes are more likely than adults to reform their behavior and succeed at rehabilitation. Paul Kelly, senior policy analyst for the group, says the ruling is a step in the right direction.
It upholds the moral and legal findings that children should be treated differently because of their limited capacities, and they also should be given a chance to be rehabilitated and are more likely to do so.
Kelly also says there are 68 people who were sentenced to life in prison without parole as juveniles in Arkansas. With this decision, those people will be resentenced. Voters are deciding the fate today of a proposed millage increase in Bentonville. If passed, the money raised would be targeted for a second high school and new athletic facilities for the school district. Polls in the Bentonville School District are open until 7:30.
Temperatures are expected to remain 15 to 20 degrees higher than normal in the KUAF listening area today. The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory for much of the region from 1 this afternoon through 9 tonight. Heat index values could reach 110 degrees in parts of the region, and conditions for heat illnesses will be possible. Yesterday's high in Fayetteville was 101 degrees, tying the highest ever recorded temperature for a June day, equaling a reading from June 1953. Yesterday's high in Fort Smith reached 105. That did set a new record for June 25th, though the hottest Fort Smith June recording ever was a 106, measured twice in mid-June 1936. Highs today throughout the region are expected to be between 99 and 103.
With the unseasonably hot conditions, the Arkansas Health Department is warning people to avoid being outside if at all possible. Dr. Dick Haslow with the department says if you have to be out, drink plenty of water to avoid dehydration.
We just want to make sure that people are taking it seriously. We're not saying that people shouldn't enjoy the outdoors. We're saying you just need to take precautions and to do so in a way that keeps you healthy.
Last year, 17 heat-related deaths were reported in Arkansas.
One of the most famous conservationists of our time will speak on the University of Arkansas campus this fall. Dr. Jane Goodall is scheduled to speak in early October in recognition of the University of Arkansas Honors College 10th birthday celebration. The lecture is co-sponsored by the University of Arkansas Honors College and the Student Distinguished Lectures Committee. Dr. Goodall is a founder of the Jane Goodall Institute and a United Nations Messenger of Peace.
The long summer season is over for Andrew Irwin, a pole vaulter with the University of Arkansas. He failed to advance past the first round at the U.S. Olympic trials yesterday in Eugene, Oregon. He was one of the youngest participants in the competition and one of just two college freshmen invited to the trials.
And Matt Reynolds' playing days for the University of Arkansas baseball team are over. He signed a contract with the New York Mets organization yesterday after leading the Razorbacks in hitting, home runs, and runs batted in this season. He'll report to the Mets' single-A affiliate in Savannah, Georgia. His teammate Sam Bates is on his way to the Idaho Falls affiliate of the Kansas City Royals after he signed with the Royals yesterday. In all, eight members of the 2012 Razorback team were drafted by major league teams.